Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
What's up, sleepers? Welcome back. Another episode of the pod. Thanks for joining us. Got Dirty Jobs with me.
What's happening?
Doing it alone. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Excited. It's week 15. We're in the playoffs, some of us.
Man, sad.
Yeah, it's rough. I dropped in 8 leagues last week, man. It was just, I had 2 leagues where I posted my lowest fantasy score ever. For week 1 of the playoffs. Wow.
I dropped in 6 out of 9. And actually, you know, I was just telling you about, you know, right before we started, it's actually a 2-week format. So I thought I was out of it, but apparently I got a week to catch up. So hopefully I make it in those, the other ones. But the other ones are money leagues, and I'm excited about those. Sad it is week 15, and we're almost done, you know, with the fantasy year. You know, Sleeper Wire is never done, though. You know, we're a year-round podcast. You guys going to be joining us. Definitely going to have the award show that's going to be coming up and the year wrap-up. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about both those things. Like the year wrap-up especially, just kind of see what we got right, what we got wrong.
Definitely always fun to, you know, and definitely make fun of ourselves and definitely pat ourselves on the back, you know, for the right calls, getting people to the championships and saying sorry for, you know, if we got you knocked out. You know, hopefully not many of you, you know, that has happened to. But all right, man, we got a good show for you guys. Gonna kick right into it. Got a little bit of news. You know, it's not really much news because we've been talking about it for some time, for some weeks to come now. But Rodgers looks like he's medically cleared. He came out there on Instagram. You know, did he at you at that, Dirty Jobs?
He did not, which is rare for him. He's a really good friend. He hits me up, you know, for little things, help him move, things of that nature. So,
of course.
Kind of surprises me he didn't let the cat out of the bag on this show. it looks like he's coming back, but I don't know. I don't feel like I can start him in Carolina. How are you feeling about that?
I feel like I feel like it's Rodgers. I feel like I'd roll him out, especially if, you know, I've got some, you know, quarterback, you know, issues, which a lot of people do have. So I feel pretty safe rolling him out there. I don't think he'd go out there if he wasn't clear. I think the guys, you know, he's going to yell at those guys like, you got to protect me, you know, like, you know, short of time. You know, because I do think, you know, I was listening to the show earlier this week and Nick was, you know, alluding to, you know, that he wouldn't play him because, you know, if he gets one hit, you know, he's out of the game and then he's got a zero for you. But I don't know. I just think that if you got Rodgers, you're not playing him next week. So I don't know. I feel like I would roll him out there. All right. We got Juju Smith-Schuster. He was added to the injury report on Thursday. He got some limited sessions with a hammy issue. Worried about this?
Limited sessions is better than no sessions, but definitely keep an eye on him. I'm really thinking Martavis Bryant pretty much has that rollback. So to me, he's not even really that much fantasy relevant anymore.
Definitely agree with you there. All right, Alvin Kamara got some hype around this guy. It's expected to be clear before Sunday's game. He even came out and said that he was going to come out and play. So no worries about Alvin Kamara. There's not really even much to talk about there. We are going to move on to Colts owner Jim Irsay tells quarterback Andrew Luck is returning from Europe soon. Didn't find out any new news, though, so no story there.
Andrew Luck went to Europe. I'm sure there's tons of stories in there, just not on here.
Right. Hopkins, toe. He didn't practice today, so we're definitely going to monitor that. Adam Thielen, he's upgraded to full. That's good news. Jordan Matthews, injured reserve for him. We weren't really using him. Does that do anything for you for the other receivers there on the Bills?
Not really. I don't think that they're going to be trying very hard. I mean, they have their flashes. Zay Jones, Deontay Thompson. I mean, I like both those guys. I think there's a lot of talent there. Just doesn't seem like they're really putting it together. And this week they have a really tough matchup. So I'm kind of fading them Bills.
Yeah, definitely with you there. I wouldn't be too afraid to start Tyrod, though, if I needed him. The Jags, though, you got the Leonard Fournette. Fournette, man, he got that quad injury. Just his second game. Second day not practicing. You know, they're saying they're not worried. You know, he did play through the game in Seattle with the injury. He says his ankle looks good. So are we worried a little bit about him handcuffing Ivory a little bit? What are we thinking there?
I think he starts. I think he plays. I think he's going to be fine this weekend. I actually put him up for about 100 yards and a touchdown.
Well, we definitely liked him a lot in the mail sack. So hopefully, you know, that, you know, those good games come in, you know, come to lead you on to those fantasy championship games. All right, Mike Wallace, he remained sidelined today. Hopefully he didn't have to use him, but a lot of people did use him. A lot of people are kind of somewhat excited about him. How do you feel about Mike Wallace for this season?
You know, I think he's the only really bright spot on that Baltimore offense. I think that everything else on that team has just been very fluky. I haven't seen anything that really impressed me, but Mike Wallace comes out of nowhere, and he actually looked pretty good there for a while. So I hope he's okay.
Definitely hope he's okay. Definitely hope he's okay, because he definitely seems to be a flex, especially in a multi-flex league. Definitely someone you're plugging in a multi-flex league. Damian Williams, though, he's coming back to practice. Are we worried about him if we're Drake owners?
I don't think so. I think Drake has done a lot to earn that workload. I think he's the better back of the two. I think they're going to keep using him. Why not? You know, I mean, this is the guy. It's going to be cold in Buffalo. So maybe Williams is actually still worth the flex play if you're not a Drake owner. But I still feel like this is going to be a Drake game.
Yeah, definitely going to wait and see. I would definitely stash Williams now that he's back to practice, because I definitely was a fan of him, but definitely love Drake. The opportunity, they got to keep feeding that guy the ball. It's great to see.
You got to love the Drake.
He got to love the Drake. You got to love the Drake. All right, and there's definitely a lot of hype around Eazy-E. He's coming back for your championship games if you got him. And he took a bet with Eric Dickerson. He said he's going to rush for 200 yards in his return. So you definitely got to like that. Sorry for the guy that's facing him. He just pulls out that Eazy-E card. You know, last minute on you in
right.
The championship games, you're just like, definitely might need to change your pants a little bit.
I'm facing the Eazy-E owner this week, thank goodness. So there's a chance.
Definitely a chance.
Although definitely. He also owns Kamara, so.
Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't happen for you. Hopefully you can avoid that somehow. And we got some not so good news for Kyle Rudolph owners. He was out again today. So yeah, that's something definitely to monitor. Are we worried if he plays or not, or do you think, you know, he'll be fine with the ankle?
I think he'll roll out there. Keep an eye on him for sure. There's definitely a lot of good streaming options this week in the tight end position, if not. So you'll be okay, I think. I think he'll play, though. What do you think?
Well, I mean, he sat out Wednesday also, you know, so I don't know. I would definitely try to pick up another option.
Like maybe Greg Olsen's still out there.
If he's out there, if Braid is still out there, I know he didn't really have a great game. I think he can bounce back.
He bounced on the injury report today too.
Did he? Oh, I actually missed that one. What was that one?
Let's see here. He's on injury report. Hip. He was limited to on Thursday.
Oh man, that's no bueno. That's no bueno. So. All right, so we got guys to monitor at the tight end position, you know. But the good thing about tight ends this season, it's been a good position to stream. It's been a really good one. So if you're having issues with any of those guys, who else do we like this week?
You know, that's a tough one. I'm not sure. Who? What about you?
Maybe Cook. You know, he just came off of a nice game. Julius Thomas is tough to trust, but if you're stuck, he's got a nice matchup. And I like Benjamin Watson. He's got an awesome matchup against Cleveland Browns. Last time he faced him, he had 8 receptions, 91 yards, 17 points, and a PPR for you. So he's at the Browns now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there, but I think these are going to be some decent possible options if you're stuck at that position.
A guy I kind of see having a bounce back week in that position is Charles Clay.
Yeah, I like that.
He's basically the only option there. He's probably still available on wire. You know, Tyrod loves throwing it to him, and it's against Miami, whose defense has looked a lot better. But who else is going to be throwing the ball? You know, you got Zay Jones, possibly. But I think Clay might actually get a hefty workload this week.
Yeah, he's actually a nice little sneaky sleeper for you. Maybe a dirty jobs player for the week.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. He gets grimy. Nice. That's right up my alley.
All right, guys, we got to move on to the games. All right, we got the Broncos at the Colts. Skill positional players are Simeon, Brissett. We got C.J. Anderson, Frank Gore, running back. And we got Thomas, Hilton, Sanders, Doyle. I mean, yeah, these are the guys that you're going to be starting. Low on Sanders the most. The rest of the guys you feel fine starting, other than the quarterbacks. You know, we're not starting the quarterbacks, but you feel fine flexing any of the other guys, C.J. Anderson, T.Y. Hilton, Gore, or Thomas?
You know, I really don't like this matchup, and by the time everybody listens to it, it'll be that matchup. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I mean, we're about a half hour before kickoff here when we record the show, so I think it's going to be a low-scoring, just So I'm trying to avoid many starts. I know I'm starting C.J., just because he's going to get the opportunity. Definitely avoiding the quarterbacks. You're not sitting Demaryius. I don't think you're sitting T.Y., so, yeah, but I don't think you're going to enjoy. Yeah, and Doyle, yeah, but yeah, I don't think you're going to like the end result.
Yeah, you're starting Broncos defense.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You might, even, you might even take a flyer on the Colts defense, hopefully. But yeah, again, this is already over.
Again, yeah, you guys are going to be listening, finding out if we were right or not. So we're going to just move on to the Bears at the Lions. Who do we like here?
You know, I don't really like this matchup. I think it's going to be one of the heavier defensive games of the week. I like, you know, you're going to probably have to roll Tate out there if you've got him. I think maybe tamp your expectations a little bit on Marvin Jones, which typically means he's going to go off for 102 touchdowns, since I said.
Yeah, that guy's good, man. That guy is so good.
He is. It's just he's not good every week, so he falls off of a lot of radars. The Bears have been a great defense all season. They have been letting it go a little bit more as the season has progressed. So I think you're probably still pretty safe with these options. As far as the backfield, I think I really like that Theo Riddick is probably going to be taking the lion's share of the carries. I really like him this week. And that's about it from the Lions. I know a lot of people are high on Ebron. I really don't like Ebron in this matchup.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way on him. I don't really see, you know, I mean, we've seen how Ebron comes and goes. You know, I can see how you trust him. I think I trust a little bit more Tariq Cohen. It was nice to see him get utilization, you know, and continue to get that and, you know, possibly get a few touchdowns, even though they were called back. And then Jordan Howard, you're obviously starting him. And then Kendall Wright, well, how do you feel about Kendall Wright? He had that nice game. I'm like laughing as I'm saying his name because I'm asking, yeah, how do you feel about him, even though he had that good game? But
you know how I feel about Kendall Wright. Yeah, that's probably why you're laughing, because, oh, I cannot stand that guy. He's never on my fantasy teams. And there's about 2 to 3 weeks a season that I'm like, damn, maybe I should look at that guy. But most of the time, it's not. So I try to avoid them at all costs.
All right, man. Well, we're going to move on from Kendall Wright then. All right, we're going to move on to some two hot guys, some two sexy quarterbacks. One's definitely sexier than the other. One was kind of up and down, you know. So it's kind of like that Seinfeld episode when, you know, he's dating that girl, you know, and it's all about the lighting. I don't know if you've seen that episode, but...
Yeah, the two-faced girl? Hell yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, so that's do you know who I'm talking about? That's going to be Alex Smith.
Yeah.
So Alex Smith is the two-faced girl. And then Philip Rivers, man, he is on fire. Chiefs at Chargers, he is on fire. How do we feel about the rest of the player? Kareem Hunt, we got Melvin Gordon, Hill, Keenan Allen. Terrell Williams starting these guys? I mean, I'm asking, I guess, what the Terrell Williams guys, Benjamin, Albert Wilson, Eckler.
Yeah, you know, even Eckler's probably worth a play. I think if you look at the last time these guys met, Rivers threw three interceptions. You got two completely different teams facing each other this week, and now all the power is on the San Diego side of the ball. And so I think you're going to see probably a San Diego ass kicking, I hope. Anyways, I've got a lot of shares of Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen going on in the playoffs right now, so that could be a little bit biased towards that, but I feel like that's just going to be a strong combo. I know it's in Kansas City, but Phillip Rivers has been on fire, so I think you're pretty much starting everything with a bolt on it. And Kareem Hunt, this is an ideal matchup. Andy Reid did use him last week, however, so I would be nervous about Hunt because it worked. And so Andy Reid's going to go, well, how did we win? Okay, so we need to not do that.
Right,
again.
We
got to
figure something out. Yeah, we got to you know, sneak up on these guys with my 150 million plays.
But at least Hunt came out and proved that he's one of those guys that always needs to be started. I mean, he's just so talented, so good. The only reason he's been bad is coaching. Tyreek Hill, I'm really high on. And Travis Kelce, if he can get in there, I love him too.
Yeah, and what about Hunter Henry for the Los Angeles? You keep saying San Diego, so
I'll say San Diego until they're lost or until they're until they're back in San
Diego.
So
they're actually there. Yeah. Oh, good, so they're back.
Yeah, no, I like Henry too. I like I said, anything with a bolt on it, I think you should feel pretty confident. I think this is going to be one of them shootout games.
All right, and we talked about Alex Smith. Being, you know, that ugly girl, but would you start him this week?
I don't think I would. That's the one guy I'm kind of nervous about is Alex Smith. I think that you're going to have better options out there. I think if you're looking at the first few weeks of the season, Alex Smith was just...
Right.
He was just killing it for an auto start. Yeah, I mean, the guy became an auto start. And now, I mean, he's tough to play. I mean, he's too fair weather, and he just doesn't get it done enough for me to get him out there consistently with a playoff shot. I think you can find something better.
Yeah, I started him last week, you know, after, of course, his 45, you know, explosion, you know, the week prior. And I started him last week, you know, and luckily, you know, the rest of my team, you know, just, you know, pulled weight, you know, and you know, and carried him, you know, and got us to the semis, you know, so I had to make a move. Luckily, you know, I was able to make trades in this one particular league late, even though my commissioner says he's going to change it. You know, he was like, well, I don't like it. You know, I was like, well, dude, you pushed it through and it's your rules. But anyway, I'm running on a tangent. Now I got Roethlisberger in there. Basically, what we're alluding to is Alex Smith. You might want to find you a better option. All right, we're going to move on to Packers at the Panthers. Starting Rodgers. We just talked about Rodgers a little bit earlier in the news. You starting Rodgers? I know you said you didn't really like him too much.
I don't know. Feel like, I mean, if he's on your team, like, who are you starting over him? That's my first question. Who are you going to start over Aaron Rodgers? I mean, there's just nobody. It's Aaron Rodgers. So I feel like if he's on your team, you have to start him. He's one of the very few quarterbacks that you can say that about, especially this year. Like, this year's been... There hasn't been any of those auto starts, but Aaron Rodgers, when he's out there, he's great. Also, uptick to Jordy Nelson. He's back.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got some Jordy back. I think even Randall Cobb can be a sneaky pick. Definitely playing him in DFS.
Yeah, absolutely. He loves throwing to everybody, so it's just whoever's the hot hand for the night. But I have a feeling he's been sitting in that locker room watching Jordy going, Oh my. No. You're not throwing to the most dynamic person on the field. I love Davante Adams, but he's no Jordy Nelson.
No. I mean, Davante Adams was pretty good when Rodgers was at the helm. So I'm not completely down on Adams, you know, but slightly down on him. But I still like him a lot. You know, I wouldn't even be surprised if he scores. Who else we like it from this game? We got Cam Newton, Stewart. Starting Stewart.
I think so. I think, you know, I mean, I don't know if he's going to give you what he gave you last week, but I think you can get a good serviceable number out of him this weekend.
Yeah. I think he's a nice RB2 for you this week. McCaffrey, I'm a little lower on McCaffrey. You just haven't been seeing much from him, but I think he's definitely flex worthy. What about you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in a PPR, especially in a standard, I don't think I'm so high on him anymore. Course. Yeah, I think in a PPR, I can flex him, but that's it. He's definitely not my RB2 anymore like he was a few weeks back.
And then Jamal Williams. How do we feel about Jamal Williams?
You know, that rushing defense is good. Ooh, that's tough. I think I like him, but I think you temper your expectations a little bit. In Carolina, that's the one thing that scares me about Williams.
Yeah, the nice thing is he is, you know, he just came off of a game where he got 66 percent of the snaps, so that was nice to see.
Right.
So you hope to just, you know, I know we were all worried about Aaron Jones, so it was nice to see Jamal Williams get that kind of a workload, especially in the passing game. So if in a PPR, you're especially happy about it. So I think he's fine as well. You know, I say he's a borderline, you know, RB1. I say, you know, at mid, you know, end, you know.
I'd say low one, high two. That's where I have him at.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair, too. And then the other players, we have Funchess and Greg Olsen. I don't know if I can play Greg Olsen and Funchess. Obviously, we're starting Funchess.
I think I can play Greg Olsen. I mean, they took it easy on him. I think this is the matchup that you roll him out on, as a matter of fact. I think Greg Olsen could have himself a decent game, especially if you're looking at, like, say, owning Brate, and he doesn't suit up or something to that effect. I could see rolling Olsen out there and being pretty happy.
Yeah. I suppose, depending on what you have, you know, I would just hope that you have better options, just because I would just feel nervous about starting him.
Yeah, I definitely feel nervous, but I don't know. To me, you're going to find very few options that can produce the way that guy can.
Right. Fair enough. True. He is an elite talent. He is an elite talent. All right, we got Dolphins at the Bills. Who do you like the most out of this game? We obviously, McCoy, Jerry,
yeah.
You know, Landry. You know, what about the other guys? You starting Stills?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm really in love with the passing attack once you get outside of the guys you just said, just because of the weather. It's not going to be like the Snow Bowl last week, but it is going to be cold and windy. So, to me, it's going to be a lot of ground game again. And so, yeah, you're starting Landry because you have to.
Of course, right.
To me, the only real bright side on the Bills, again, is Charles Clay. I think he's a great go. But Parker and Stills, I'm just not sold. And, of course, Drake. Yeah, you're starting the Drake.
Right. And these defenses, I would say, could be sneaky for you. Both of these defenses, I would say, could potentially be sneaky for you. The Bills and the Dolphins. I think those are two games. Two teams that can come out and surprise if you're stuck at, you know, with a DST option.
Right.
All right, Bengals at Vikings. Red Rocket, man. I wish he had a better season, and I just feel like AJ Green. I know. I feel like it's just a line. I mean, we knew what it was coming into the season. He just doesn't have enough time. He lets go of the ball fast. You know, he does let it go fast. It just, you know, and then he's got the Vikings. So this is not the best matchup for him. But I'm just ranting about how bad of a season Andy Dalton is having and how it's affecting my AJ Green in so many leagues. And it's so maddening. You know, it sucks.
Oh, I traded the farm for Joe Mixon. So I'm right there with you. That team seemed like they were going to come out as a high octane, right? Because you didn't ever think that they were going to be just this amazing football team. But they looked like they could put things together and put points on the board, which is all we're looking for, right? That's all we need. We're looking for fantasy value.
Right.
And it looked like there was just boatloads happening over there. Although they were getting shellacked, you were still getting good numbers out of Dalton. You were getting good numbers out of Croft.
Croft, right.
I mean, so it was there, but it just, man, they just do not look good anymore, and their defense is looking worse and worse and unable to keep them in the game.
And you're seeing weird guys like, you know, Erickson get the ball and LaFell have better games. And A.J. Green, you know, he's got a touchdown over A.J. Green, you know. So it's just so frustrating, you know. It's just like, why are you not targeting A.J. Green 20 times a game? You know, I don't care. You know, even if it doesn't make sense. You know, like, he's the best player on that team. I know he came out earlier in the season and was kind of fiery and upset. So, you know, hopefully he comes out and have a bounce back, even though he's going to be in Rhode Island. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be definitely a tough matchup.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, he's one of those guys you're not sitting ever either.
Right.
So you're starting him.
Right. You're starting him either way. And then we got Adam Thielen. Obviously, he's auto start. Love the guy. He's, you know, like we talked about him earlier today. Early in our show. You know, he's full practice, you know, sounds good. So definitely plugging him in. Stephon Diggs, you know, I definitely like Diggs a lot as well, especially if Rudolph doesn't play. But if Rudolph's fine, obviously you're going to roll him out there. Vikings ZST, good to go. And then Keenum, obviously you're going to play him. And then what do we think about the running game?
You know, I'm still a believer in Latavius Murray being the more active guy in that backfield, so... To me, I'm more heavily involved with him. I think he's getting more of the workload. I think he's getting more of the goal line looks, which is the more important part between the two. Because I do like McKinnon in some PPR formats. He just hasn't been getting it done the way I want him to.
Yeah, and you know, Murray is definitely the goal line back there. And the Bengals allowed 7 touchdowns and 5 rushing. And 4.7 yards per carry to running backs over the last 5. And if Burfict is out, you know, it's definitely going to be a nicer matchup for Murray. So definitely love Latavius here. And I still like McKinnon as a flex. I still think that you can flex McKinnon.
Yeah, I think I agree 100%. It's not like I'm down on the guy. I just don't really like him as much as I like Murray. But I'm happy starting either or even both. I mean, Cincinnati does give it up.
Definitely gives it up. And, yeah, you're watching if Perfect's out there. All right, we got Falcons at Buccaneers. Man, Jameis Winston hasn't had the season. Doug Martin hasn't had the season. Mike Evans hasn't had the season. Man, the Buccaneers have just been what's going on with the Buccaneers this season? And the Falcons, we're going to get to the Falcons, but what's going on with the Buccaneers this season, man? This has been a travesty here.
You know, it's going to sound silly, but what I blame is the bye week. I really think that they were coming out hot, ready to go, getting ready to just crush some heads together, and then the gods said, "Nope. This is not happening." And I think that threw everything off kilter, and they have not been able to bounce back since.
Man, that's an interesting analysis and theory. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I buy into that somewhat, but Winston has just been, I don't know. I really would love for him to come out and just have a big game this week. And shut down all the, you know, and maybe it was just like a bye week thing and an injury thing, and he just needed to get warmed up. Would love to see that for him, because Winston was supposed to be that quarterback that was supposed to be in that top 5 potential. He was, you know, this was it. This was his year. You know, Hard Knocks and all, you know, these guys were, you know, a lot of eyeballs on these guys, and they just, you know, failed under the spotlight. I do like Peyton Barber. You know, all through this rubbish, though, I think they have found a back that can get it done, you know, second year. I would love for them to just continue to roll him out there. Doug Martin is just, you know, he's a backup back at this point in his career, I feel like. Or maybe he just needs another team.
Do you think he'll be a Buccaneer next year?
No, I can't see him being a Buccaneer.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Where would you see a good landing spot for him being where he'd be a starting running back again?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the Patriots. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the Giants. I could see him I could see him even being on, like, if for some reason Frank Gore retires or something, maybe, you know, the Colts or something like that. I think there's plenty of jobs that he can get. You know, maybe just needs a new start somewhere or something. But I don't know. Doug Martin is just, I've wanted to love him. You know, I had seasons where I was down on him. This was a season where I was, you know, high on him. And, you know, he just was such a disappointment.
Yeah,
we're going to move on to the Falcons. The Falcon guys, you're starting Matt Ryan.
I think you have to. I think right. In this matchup, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is Tampa Bay. They're so bad. They can't do anything to stop anyone or anything. Devonta Freeman should have a game. Julio Jones, last time he faced them, you know, if you got bonus points, you probably got, well, like a 50, what, probably a 60-point game if you got bonus points, because I got 55 and one the last time he faced the Buccaneers. So maybe not the same explosion 55-point game, but definitely expect to see at least, a 20-point. I don't think that's asking for too much. And then Mohamed Sanu, man, he's just so good. Last time he faced him as well, he got touchdown. And that's all he seems to do is score. And then Austin Hooper, what do you think about the rest of these guys?
I think Austin Hooper actually is a serviceable tight end. I think he'll be, you know, 3 to 4 catches, probably 50 to 60 yards, probably 0.03 touchdowns. So I don't really see him getting in the end zone. I see that's going to be more of a Devonta Freeman and Julio Jones day for both of those. So,
okay, and we ranted about the Buccaneers, how bad they were, but are you starting any of these guys? You starting Evans?
I really don't think so. I mean, we're talking about playoffs. He's just...
Right.
I mean, if you can count on Mike Evans going out there. I mean, I said the same thing about Kareem Hunt last week, and he came out there and had himself a day. But, I mean, and it's the same exact thing. I mean, Mike Evans is an elite wide receiver.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. He's amazing. I don't know who you're starting over him, but I just don't really feel like I can feel comfortable throwing him out there when he's been so inconsistent this season. I mean, like I said, can he get 180 and 2 touchdowns? Absolutely. He's got the talent. He's an amazing football player. But he's just not getting the opportunities that he needs.
Definitely doesn't seem like it. And, you know, he's just got so many other options there. He's got two tight ends, O.J. Howard, Brate, you know, DeSean Jackson. But I think we've just went over Buccaneers enough. All right, we're going to move on to who are we moving on to? Cowboys or Raiders? All right, how we feel about this game?
You know, Sunday night, I think Dallas has finally gotten their stuff back together. I think Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant. I don't really know how I feel about Alfred Morris right now. And I know a lot of people are saying Alfred Morris. But to me, Rod Smith looks like the guy that they're leaning on more than anybody back there. I think he has a great week. I think Alfred Morris might be taking a back seat yet again. So that's who I like on that side. On the Oakland side, I'm just really not that excited. I mean, you're starting Cooper, you're starting Crabtree, but other than that, I mean, Marshawn Lynch, but I'm really not excited about starting any Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, it is really unfortunate, you know, coming into the season, you know, they were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders, you know, Carr got that big contract, they added Lynch, you know, I wasn't very high on Lynch coming into the season at all, and then, you know, you got guys that just... You know, Cooper I called him a bust, you know, coming into the season early. I think we had our early season, who's a bust, who's going to be, you know, high end guy. And Cooper was my bust, but I did not think he was going to bust this bad. I mean, this is, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you can barely start the guy. He's just terrible for you. Crabtree is the only bright spot on the in that offense. And Jared Cook at times. But aside from that, this is a decent matchup for them. But, yeah, I mean, other than Cook, could you start Lynch? Would you start Lynch?
I think so. I think Dallas gives up enough to the running back that you could start him confidently.
Yeah.
All right. I have a hard time starting Lynch, man.
I don't like it either. But I mean, considering like say him versus Gio, who do you start?
I think I'd go Gio.
At Minnesota?
I think I would, just off of the passing. You know, he's going to be involved in a passing game, and he's just been looking better. And I don't know, man.
Marshawn Lynch has been getting it done, man. 100 yards and a touchdown. That's not too shabby. I don't know. I think Marshawn Lynch is looking really good. I think I could start him confidently here.
All right, that's fair. I'm happy you're confident, and hopefully, you know, that passes on to our listeners, and they can plug in Marshawn Lynch, and they have him, start him confidently, and hopefully they do well for him. And you said you didn't really like Alfred Morris too much. Nice thing about Alfred Morris is he does have the touches, and I think that's why people are so high on him. I mean, you know, week 13, he had, 27 touches, you know, 127 yards and a touchdown. He didn't score for you last week against the Giants, which was disappointing. He had 19 carries, though, and he did catch the ball three times. So he had 22 touches there. So I guess we're just expecting, you know, good matchup. Wasn't the greatest game, though. 11.5 in the PPR, that doesn't really do it for you, you know. So, yeah, I'm kind of with you there as far as how high people are on him. I definitely think you start him. And this might be the last week you start him. Well, definitely the last week you start him because sure. He is back next week.
Who'd you start, Ezekiel Elliott or Alfred Morris?
Yeah. but Rod Smith, though, as well. I do think that you can flex Rod Smith. He's been good, man, and he's been the bigger back. I think that he's been the back that they should have been using the whole time, you know. He's got six attempts for 47 yards and a touchdown, man. The guy's so good, you know, and those five receptions for 100 yards and a touchdown, 113 yards, man. That guy's so good.
Oh yeah, just amazing.
Or you know, he's the guy that they should have been plugging in. Alfred Morris is fine, you know, and Alfred Morris, they're paying him, so I think that's another reason why they're justifying putting him in. And he hasn't been terrible, so I guess you know that's why the love for Alfred Morris. All right, anybody else here? We got Des Bryant, Cole Beasley. You starting these guys, Witten?
I think you're starting, yeah. I think you start him.
Yeah. What about Beasley?
Beasley I'm not so high on, but I think, yeah, I feel like you could flex him in there.
Deep league.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely feel you there. All right, we're going to move on to the Patriots at Steelers. This should be a very good game. Very excited about this game. I hope it doesn't disappoint because it's such a good matchup. Brady should be on fire after those last two disappointing games, after getting his ass kicked at the, you know, Dolphins, you know, and hearing that, you know, dude, you don't win there, you know, like you never win there, you know, like, you know, the media was not kind to them, him and Belichick at the end of the game, reminding them at how they just continue to lose versus the Dolphins. So I definitely see a fiery Brady, a fiery Belichick. It might be all systems go for all the skill positions, Hogan, Cooks, White, Lewis, Burkhead, Amendola, man, Gronk's going to be back. Would you start all these guys?
Yeah, not all of them, right? But you know what I mean. Like, yeah, any one of them has their place in the lineup. Just depending on what you have above them. I like every single one of them, although that Pittsburgh
defense like the most?
Is pretty rough. In the backfield, I think it's going to be a Deion Lewis week. I think you're going to have to run a lot out of the back or pass a lot out of the back. And, you know, other than that, I think Gronk, I think Hogan, now that he's back, I'm just right. Wish Shazier out, as unfortunate as that is. I think their defense took a few hits with that guy going down.
Yeah.
So... I mean,
the team seems to be responding, though.
Yeah.
The team seems to be responding very well. They seem to be energized and just, you know, they have another reason to make this to the postseason, even though they're locked up. But I feel like even more now to win a Super Bowl, I feel like this is feeling like this is their year. And you know what? I think this, I like the Steelers as well the most. To go to Super Bowl. I know we're running off and, you know, not talking about the game anymore, but yeah, I do like them a lot. And Yeah, Big
well,
Ben.
This is one of those games, too. Like, well, you're starting basically everybody.
Everyone,
you know, maybe not Jesse James. Or maybe not Martavis Bryant. Yeah. I think you're good if you start Martavis Bryant this weekend.
What about Schuster? Would you start Schuster this week?
I don't think I would. I just too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too. Yeah, definitely. What you there? So who do you like the most out of this whole game? You said Lewis here?
Yeah, I think Deion Lewis for the Patriots backfield. That's who I like.
All right. And I think I like Hogan the most. I think he's going to – Hogan is going to have a nice explosion this week. So if you got him, I know he had a bad game last week, and it's going to be kind of scary. But I think this is going to be a nice bounce back for him, especially with Gronk out there taking a lot of attention off of him. All right, we're going to move on to a less exciting game. We got the Niners. They're hosting the Titans. Mariota hasn't been good. Jimmy Garoppolo has been looking good. Looks like a competent quarterback. Looks like a very, very good quarterback by the eye. Hasn't been really lighting it up in your fantasy points, but he looks good. Really good. They don't have the best weapons. They've got, you know, Marquise Goodwin, which is, you know, good. But other than that, it's about it. That's all they've got. So I'd be even more excited once they add some pieces. Who are we starting in this game? You starting any of these guys other than, you know, Goodwin here and Hyde?
I think I'm starting Garoppolo. I mean, I think I'm feeling pretty good about him over – there's a lot – like, say, if I'm up against him and Alex Smith, right? Alex Smith is in one of those matchups where it's against San Diego. San Diego's defense has been on fire. I think I'm leaning Garoppolo here. I mean, Tennessee is very easy to score on. He's turned that team around down there, old Shanahan. They're starting to get stuff done. They're starting to win some football games. They're not a Super Bowl team this year, but maybe 2 to 3 years, and Jimmy Garoppolo might be putting rings on his finger. So, I mean, to me, I really like that setup down there, and I think I would feel pretty good about starting him. On the opposite side of the ball, really the only person I'm starting over there is possibly Corey Davis and Delanie Walker. But other than that, man, San Francisco's been pretty tough on defense.
Man, yeah, man, they've been coming around. They've been, like, lately, they've been really looking good. So that's nice to see, too, for, you know, if you're a fan of the Niners. It's nice to see them finally, you know, having a nice future, you know, that you could look forward to. On the other side, I think I'm gonna go Rashard, Henry, and Walker as the guys I'm gonna go with. And I think the Niners, you can use the Niners as a sneaky defense as well.
I agree. The way Mariota's been playing lately and the way San Francisco's been playing, I think that's a great move.
Yeah.
That's how you get to the championship, is making crazy moves like that.
Making sick, crazy moves like that.
That's it.
Oh, well, hopefully you survive making that sick, crazy move, and it pays off for you.
Absolutely.
All right, we got the Seahawks hosting the Rams. This should be another good game. We got some defensive. It should be a defensive game to start, but I feel like it's going to end up just being one of those high-scoring shootout games.
It just has it written all over it, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot of defensive pieces missing that typically make this a lot. To me, the defense to watch in Seattle this weekend isn't going to be Seattle. It's going to be the Rams. Those guys are really getting put together. You got Goff and Kupp and all those guys over there that are just lighting things up. I can see this even be a shellacking from the Rams. But it's in Seattle, so you got to kind of temper everything. I think I really like Mike Davis this week. I think I like the running game on both sides of the ball.
Right.
I think Baldwin, I'm really not excited about anything in Seattle's wide receivers. Of course, you're starting Jimmy Graham.
Right.
I'm really not even excited about trying to start Baldwin.
I'm not either. Yeah. I know a lot of people are, you know, oh, I'm starting Baldwin. You know, we were doing the Melsack, and Julian and Lucas were high on Baldwin over some particular player. Then I was just like, I'm not really,
in love with Baldwin. I just feel like he's too, he's not that player this year, that he once was, where we were just so high on him, and you start him, and I feel like he can possibly lose you a championship. I don't feel that good about Baldwin this season. He's borderline one, but he's just,
I just see ground and pound time runner. That's what I see in this game. Just a whole lot of clock eating, a whole lot of running.
Yeah, that's what I see here. That's kind of the same way I feel about it. Robert Woods is coming back. Would you start him?
I think I would. I think he was such an integral part of that offense that you have to.
Yeah, and then Tyler Lockett, Paul Richardson, maybe in a deep league you start these guys. DFS, be nice to, definitely start these guys. These are the guys that could possibly win you that 100 grand, that 30 grand, that at least 2,000 or something to help you, pay off the rest of the Christmas season.
There you go.
Hopefully and these guys pay off. Yeah, yeah. Or, and also we always encourage you, if we help you win anything, you definitely donate a few bucks to Rob. We could just go to SleeperWire support. If you're feeling, it's Christmas season. If we help you win, just, give a little bucks to, to Rob, help him with his treatments. He'd appreciate it. We'd appreciate it. We're going to move on to the Jets at the Saints. Hopefully you picked up the Saints defense if they were out there on waivers, because the Jets, man, they're going to roll out there who? Hackenberg or Petty?
Bryce I don't Petty. Even know.
Oh, man. Yeah. I will say, Robbie Anderson, right? When Bryce Petty was at the helm last year, Robbie Anderson scored touchdowns in like pretty much every game. I think it was like four games in a row. I think because I started him, I don't know why I did that, but I started him in a championship game, and Bryce Petty got hurt, and I think another quarterback took over, and Robbie Anderson was just irrelevant at that point. So I know a lot of people are super down on Robbie Anderson, but I still think you flex him.
Yeah, I don't think he moved too much on me either. I think he's just so good. And, he was actually getting the majority of those targets with Petty. So rock him. He's great. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's just so good. He's such a talented guy. If you watch this guy, he just contorts his body. He's one of those special receivers, and imagine if he had a quarterback, like a real one, like, oh my God, like the guy would just be out of here. I think he's already a borderline one for you. Imagine if the guy had a quarterback.
Right.
You put him on the Seahawks, and I think, he's, better than Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right. Especially this week.
Yeah, definitely this week. Definitely this week. All right, we got another not so – it's kind of a sad game. This is a very sad game in regards that the Giants are bad. And Carson Wentz, man, he's gone for the year. It is tough to watch, tough to watch. I think he still becomes the MVP. Because especially Brady had those two stinkers, and Wentz ended his game pretty much, four touchdowns or something like that. So I think he pretty much locked up the MVP. I think Brady and who else would be the MVP? Russell Wilson?
DeAndre Hopkins, I think, Hopkins, is up there. Yeah, him, I think you might see a wide receiver like, say, maybe Antonio Brown or him. Both those guys have been just all over the place this year. I think Brady. You can make arguments for, say, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
We're looking at value, right? Like, the guy was only out for
a
game.
They usually try to give it to quarterbacks, though, I just feel.
Yeah, they do, but I think this year we won't see that. I don't think any of the quarterbacks, maybe you have an argument for Case Keenum.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Case Keenum is definitely one of those guys. He came into a team. And, he's just been doing nothing but winning with them. So, to me, there's a good argument there. But I don't think Wentz gets it because he got injured. I think if Wentz finishes a season, heck yeah, there's no argument there. I think you're right to me, he is still going to be the MVP. I don't think he's going to be, right? I guess I just said that he wasn't. But I'm saying I think you're right. There's a definite reason why he should be. I just don't see it happening. I really don't.
I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised, especially if quarterbacks – I think Keenum would continue to have, you know, great games, which, you know, he's been good, you know, but Keenum has to continue to play good games. I think Brady's falling out of the conversation. It's becoming a Keenum Breeze and maybe Antonio Brown race. But we've kind of ran off of on a tangent because
it's one more really quick since we're talking about that. I think Jalen Ramsey could sneak in there and be the league MVP this year.
Yeah, that would be a good one too. That would be a nice one to, you know, to see them give it to a defensive guy.
Yeah, he's been absolutely shut down this year.
Yeah, so yeah, we've been running on our tangent because this Eagles Giants game is not a fun one to talk about. We got Eli Manning, Orleans Darkwa, Gallman, Sterling Shepard, Evan Engram. It's just not what you want.
Yeah,
and then they're against the Eagles defense. Are you starting anybody from the Giants?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I don't think I could risk it this week against that good of a defense. I mean, Wentz being out does hurt them a little bit, but Foles is a good quarterback. Great backup.
I think so.
He's a great backup.
I think so. Yeah. And this is the best offense he's ever been involved in. So we were talking about this on the mail sack. I think he's going to be fine. You know, I wouldn't be worried about him at all.
Remember when he came out and threw 5
TDs? Yeah.
His very first game in the NFL. Yeah. He could do that. He's got the weapons.
He has all of the weapons. I mean, so I would be afraid if I had, you know, like any of these skill position players in the fantasy playoffs, you know, against Ertz or Alshon or Ajayi, Aguilar. If you're seeing these guys in someone's lineup and you're kind of like, haha, you know, they have them in your lineup, I'd still be a little afraid, even though it's Foles. Like, it's fantasy football, and it's not even fantasy football. It's football, guys.
You're far away from a free pass.
Far. 100%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is – at this point in the season, I would not be surprised to see much. I think the Eagles can continue to go out and win games. I mean, it's the Giants. I think they go out there and win. So, I mean, speaking of all these players on the Eagles side, who are we playing here?
You know, everybody you just said, I think I really like Ajayi this week. I think he's kind of taking the front runner over. Zach Ertz is back. You're playing Ertz. He's just such a big, dominant target. You have a new quarterback, so that's another great thing for a tight end. I think Aguilar, I mean, he's just such a burner. I think you get him out there, he could easily put up a touchdown this weekend.
Yeah, and he had that nice play before the game. Not before the game. He had that nice play that kind of saved the game last week. And even Torrey Smith got involved. He had a 100-yard game. He had six receptions. It was nice to see. He had 11 targets, actually. He tied the team in targets. You know, so that was interesting to see. I don't know if we continue to see that. Would you start Torrey Smith?
I don't think I would. He's just too unreliable for me.
Yeah, maybe in a deep league.
Yeah, if I had to, I would feel good about it in a really deep league. But I'd like to have better options.
All right. Anybody else you want to talk about out of this game?
Not really. I just don't think there's going to be much production to be had there.
Yeah, and I think obviously the Eagles DST, good one to play. And I think we covered pretty much everything else there. All right, we got the Redskins hosting Cardinals. Man, this is another one that's just kind of been disappointing, you know, due to injuries and just a lot of, you know, Cousins getting it done. You know, he's still a top quarterback, but the pieces that are there don't seem to be, you know, ones that are helping you win, you know, fantasy games.
Who do you like better, Cousins or Phillip Rivers this week?
Definitely like Rivers.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
That was a help me with my lineup question, just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely like Rivers. But yeah, Cousins is getting it done. You know, he's topping yards. You know, I think what he's, you know, maybe like right behind Brady or something. I want to say he's two or three in you know, yardage. But again, it's not affecting. It doesn't seem like it's affecting the skill position players as much. You know, at least not on our fantasy teams. It doesn't seem that way. And then on the Cardinals side, yeah, ever since, you know, he lost Palmer, you know, these guys, other than Larry Fitzgerald, you know, no one else, you know, has kind of been used. You know, I do like Ricky Seals-Jones this game, though.
Yeah, he's proved very serviceable. He's a great tight end. He's getting a lot of the targets. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like you could rock him out there pretty confidently.
Yeah, I mean, it worries me a little bit that he's not seeing his snap percentage go up. You know, that kind of worries me. You know, he only caught the ball one time. It was for 20 yards, you know, so that was nice. But, you know, definitely like the matchup this week. And then week 16, he's got the Giants. And, you know, all the Giants do is let guys score touchdowns. They're tight ends. So if he does well this week, you're definitely keeping him on your bench. And if you don't play him this week, I think definitely stash him as well anyway. And I think you could be able to use him in your championship game if you're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anybody else to talk about in this game? Not that many sexy players. We got P. Ryan, Jamison Crowder, Ryan Grant, Dotson, Vernon Davis. Kind of like Vernon Davis.
Yeah, Vernon Davis could be a little sneaky start right there, I think. But, yeah, I'm not very excited about it.
Yeah, I think I'm more excited about the defenses this game than any of the players than Fitzgerald.
Same here.
All right, well, maybe we can find another game that's a little bit more exciting. The Bengals versus, look at that. We covered all the games, buddy.
Did we talk about Baltimore-Cleveland?
Did we talk about Baltimore-Cleveland?
I don't feel like we did.
Oh, it's Baltimore-Cleveland. That's why we missed it.
That's easily missed, but, you know, kind of right now I'm getting a little excited about Cleveland. They're
getting excited about that Josh Gordon.
Oh, he's Corey looking Coleman, good, isn't he? That's David a good combo. Yeah.
Man, that's a nice – that's the Cleveland Browns. Did they finally get it right?
I think so. I don't think this is going to be a really big get-right game because they're getting visited by Baltimore, right, who just kind of got beat up by Big Ben. So kind of beat up, 527 yards allowed in the air. But – so I think they're going to be coming out there full of steam. They're going to be able to put Cleveland down on their backs. But I think the three people that we just talked about right there are people that you're going to see next year on the draft. So, I mean, obviously in dynasty leagues, they're probably all owned. But if you're like in a dynasty startup for next year or anything like that, just remember this end of this year what the Cleveland Browns have been doing. They've been able to put together some successful offense with DeShone Kizer as their quarterback. There's a lot of people who argue Hogan is even better back there. So, right, to me, I mean, I think it's okay to be excited to be a Cleveland fan.
Yeah, definitely. I think towards the future, you know, and I don't know if Kizer is the answer. Probably not. But, I mean, we are able to see what he was able to do with, you know, with all those weapons now. And they've definitely got some weapons, you know, Njoku, you know, Gordon, Coleman, Duke Johnson out of backfield, Crowell, you know. Their line looked good, you know, if they could finally put it together. If they had a competent quarterback, man, you know, if they could get one of these veteran guys in the offseason or something like that, or imagine if they get if they're able to get like Kirk Cousins or something like that, that would be something. Kirk Cousins throwing Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman, and Njoku.
Yeah, that would be nasty.
That would be nasty. Those you're picking these guys high, you know, what, second, third round, you know, if that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to.
Yeah, definitely. All right, who else would we like on the Ravens side? Alex Collins, we got Javoris Allen. He seems to always get involved. Always seems to get involved.
Buck Allen always gets in there, vultures a touchdown or two, or does something to that effect. But yeah, I'm still way higher on Collins now. He seems to dominate that backfield. I really like him this week. Cleveland's rushing defense is no joke, but I think he can outdo that. I'm actually really not that far down on Flacco. I think he can actually have a decent game. As far as weapons go, I really only like Watson. Everybody else is just kind of so hit or miss. I mean, he could spread it out to 8 targets without even blinking. So
yeah, definitely. I'm with you there. Yeah, other than the backs and the DSTs, Wallace, I don't know. I mean, if Wallace has been hurt, but if Wallace was healthy, I think you'd be able to start him. You know, the Browns are the Browns. You know, they're always allowed. I think they just allowed, it was like six scores to wide receivers in the last six games. So,
yeah, their passing defense isn't very good. Rushing defense has improved vastly, but their passing defense is still pretty weak.
Yeah, so I probably wouldn't start though Wallace with these injuries. But if for some reason he comes out practice full, you know, tomorrow, if you're listening, you know, and he's out there full, then maybe I feel a little bit more confident about him, and then yeah, maybe you can flex him.
Yep, I agree.
And I actually thought we were done, but we also have one more game. We got the Texans at the Jags. Yates. We got TJ Yates out there, man. You starting this guy?
No.
It's awesome, right?
I don't think I'd start him if he was at Indianapolis, let alone at Jacksonville.
Yeah. What about Bortles? Bortles has been good.
Bortles is pretty much a good start this week, I think. I'm going to be rocking him out in quite a few dailies. I think, Houston gives it up on the pass, so get him out there. They also really been struggling up against the run, so I think Fournette's a great play. Marquise Lee, I don't know who I like more, though. I think I like Dede Westbrook just a hair over him.
Yeah, I mean, Bortles has had, you know, it was sad to not see him perform against Cleveland, you know, but besides that, he, you know, at Arizona, he had 22 fantasy points for you. Indy, he had 25. Even at Seattle, he had 18. So he's got two nice matches to close the season. He's got Houston, and then he's at San Fran, even though San Fran, we were talking about how much they're coming around. Their defense is coming around, so we're going to definitely continue to monitor that. It is Bortles, so we're not going to get too high on him. But he is a QB1 this season so far, and I think this will be, what, like his third time, I think, finishing as a QB1. So as much as we hate on him, he finishes as a QB1. I mean, very low end, but barely, but he does.
Yeah, you know, he's Bortles. He's great when they're losing. He's great when they're winning. He's it's hard to say it, but he is a good quarterback. He's decent in the NFL. Like he's proven the test of time wrong over and over again. So
Chris Harris would say otherwise.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who say otherwise about that guy, but the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, he hates Bortles.
I hate Bortles too. It's hard to say anything nice about that guy. It's only because when I play him, he does terrible, and then when I throw him on the waivers, he does great.
Of course, because that's the way fantasy world works.
That's it.
All right, we got Lamar Miller. Obviously, we started Hopkins. Are you starting Lamar Miller?
Yeah, absolutely. And Hopkins is keep an eye on him. But yeah.
Definitely. What about Steven Anderson? He still saw six targets last game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you could roll him out there. I think you're going to see a little bit better than what he did last week. You could do it a little bit more confidently anyway. So I'm not excited about it, but I think you can do it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. And I think, did we get through all of the games?
I think that's it. I think we've got every one of them previewed. We got them start them, sit them, and slept.
All right, guys. Well, I mean, that's the show. I think that's it. I think we're done. I think the only thing I could do now is encourage you guys to go to sleeperwire.com for our rankings. Our podcasts are there. You can submit a question through the site there. Definitely go and to support if you appreciate anything that we do. We hope you win any of these games. You know, if you're just like listening to us, you know, just shoot the crap, you know, and you feel like you're part of the group. You are, man. You know, but one thing that would be nice, you know, if you could donate some money to Rob, go to the support tab. And he's dealing with chronic Lyme disease. This is all we do the show, guys, for. If Christmas season, if you could help him out, that'd be great. You know, that's about it, man. You can find us on Twitter, Sleepwire Show. You can find Mike on there, Dirty Jobs at Dr. King 21. I'm on there, Prophet Hoos. You can also find me
on Sleeperbot at Profit Hoos. I'm on Fantasy Life at Who's the Profit. My Instagram is also Who's the Profit, and Dirty Jobs is Dirty Jobs, I believe, on Instagram.
Instagram and on Sleeperbot.
Yeah, still waiting for Aaron Rodgers to tag him back at in that post, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to call him after the show. Say, come on, man. I thought you were going to launch this stuff when I was on the air.
Yeah, so man, come on.
He was supposed to call into the mail sack last night. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
it's just this Aaron Rodgers guy. It's probably all those State Farm commercials.
Yeah, they get into his head.
Yeah, right.
Well, all right, guys. That's all we got. Tune in to the Blitz live on Sunday, 11:45, is it?
11:30 Eastern, yes.
11:30 Eastern, guys. Do not miss it. It is always awesome. It's exhilarating. Thank you guys for listening. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Good luck this weekend.
Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.